Please, one more time, tell your neighbor, I'm on my way to Rome. Tell your other neighbor, the one that's ignoring you, I'm on my way to Rome. Number two, quickly, the anointing for the storm. The anointing for the storm. You're either storm-driven or destiny-driven. The storm does not define you. The storm reveals who you really are. So I wish I could illustrate this and make it into a Netflix series because it's so cool. Here's Paul. He's on his way to Rome because Acts 23:11, God said, that's your assignment, sunshine. Okay. But didn't give him the specificities. So he's going as a prisoner, but he's headed to Rome. So, he's going to fulfill his assignment. It doesn't look good, but he's good. So he's on his way. He's on this prison ship. All of a sudden, a nor'easter, a storm hits, takes the boat apart. He goes through this thing. The Bible says, and I'm going to read it, verse 15 and 17, they were caught by the storm, so they gave way to it to be driven along by the winds and the storm. Acts 27:17. They preferred to be driven by the storm. And as a result, verse 18, they were violently battered. Well, here it is. They preferred to be driven by the winds and the storm. What drives you? What drives you? Christianity is less about what we drive and more about what drives us. We are all driven people. We are either driven by the past or the future, by the pathetic or the prophetic, by problems or promises, by nightmares or dreams, by the flesh or the spirit, by Google searches or godly searches. We are either driven by drama or by destiny. What drives you? Are you driven by the praise of others or are you driven by the criticism of others? Here it is, as it pertains to the others, as it pertains to their opinions of who we are. If their praise did not make you, their criticism cannot break you. Don't ever let your problem drive you, your storm drive you. We have too many Christians that are more driven by drama than by destiny. We have too many Christians that spend more time reacting to what comes from hell rather than what comes from heaven. We have too many believers, oh help us Lord, driven by the winds of wokeism, cancel culture, driven by ideologies and social constructs that are counterintuitive to the word and spirit of God. Too many Christians driven by opinions and feelings instead of being driven by truth and love, driven by what people say about you rather than what God already did for you. Driven by past mistakes. No. In Christ. Galatians 5:16. Be driven by the Spirit, not by the flesh. Oh, you're going to get this in a second. Romans 8:14. For all who are driven by the Spirit of God are sons of God. I'm gonna speak prophetically right now. We're about to see a church rise up in South Africa, in Africa, and around the world. No longer driven by CNN or the BBC. No longer driven by media. No longer driven by popular opinion. No longer driven by political operatives. No longer driven by social media influencers. No longer driven by the current trend of the day. We're about to see a church rise up, driven by the Father, driven by the Son, and driven by the Holy Spirit. And this church is going to stand up and is going to look at the winds and is going to, no, help us, Lord. This church is going to look at every devil, demon, legion, principality coming after our children and our children's children. Coming up, there is a war. There is an attempt from hell. The Krakens have been released upon the next generation. We need a church that has enough courage to stand up and look at every lie of the devil and say, in the name of Jesus, get your hands off our children. Get your hands off our children. Are there any believers in the house here today who driven people? Driven. You, raise your right hand. From this moment on, you and your house will be driven by the presence, glory of the risen Christ. And as a result, your destiny will be greater than your drama. Your promise will silence the problem. Your miracle will redeem the mistake. Your dream will put an end to the nightmare. And your blessing will overtake the brokenness. If you believe it, shout, I'm on my way to Rome. I'm on my way to Rome. Now watch this. And so they were on the boat, and all of a sudden, this is a crazy story. They're on the boat, and the wind comes, and the wind, and the battering, and the storm. And it looks like they're dancing the Macarena, but it was a storm. And it's everything. Now, I love this. And then God speaks to Paul. They're in the middle of a storm, and the ship is being battered like a cheap piñata. And all of a sudden, God gives them the craziest word you can get. Paul. Here it is, Paul. What a word. Like, imagine this word. Heaven comes down, and the revelation of heaven is, Paul, the ship that you're in right now. Like, you want to hear the word. Oh, the ship, everything. No, this is God. This is the word from heaven. Paul, you see that ship that you're in the storm and all that? The ship is not going to make it. Who does that? You're in the middle of the sea. There's a storm, a nor'easter, a de facto hurricane. And God's word is, let me encourage you, son. That ship, not going to make it. But you are. I feel the Holy Ghost right about now. Some of you lost your ship, but here you are. Some of you lost that job, but here you are. Some of you lost that relationship, but here you are. Because God's purpose will not be denied. If you lost something in your life, if you've lost a ship, something you depended on, raise one hand. If you've lost multiple ships, raise both hands. If you lost so many, you have a collection of lost ships. Raise both hands and a foot. And yet here you are. I said, here you are. Here you are. You're still praising. You're still worshiping. You're still believing, even without that ship.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus. Philippians 3:8. Hey, Paul. Paul? Pablito? Pablito? ¿Qué onda, Pablo? ¿Qué onda? Pablo, no. Este barco no va a llegar. Look at the word. Can you please do your biblical due diligence? Make sure I'm not making this up. The ship, not going to make it. You are, oh, by the way, here's the other promise. This is so crazy. This is why I don't worry about my children or my children's children or my children's children's children. You want to hear the other promise? The ship won't make it. You will. And by the way, everyone in your ship will make it too. I need you to get ready. Your children and your children's children. And your children's children's children will make it in the name of Jesus. Somebody praise like you know it. Somebody worship like you know it. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Believe in the Lord Jesus, Acts 16:31, and you and your household will be saved. If you believe that everyone in your ship will make it, raise one hand. If you really believe it, raise both hands. I've given you the lives of all who sail with you, and they will make it. I'm just reading. Our horizontal relationships have vertical consequences. And our vertical relationship has horizontal consequences. You don't need to worry about your children or your children's children. As you just pass the legacy of faith, as you pursue righteousness, everyone in your ship will make it. Here it is. Because when I stated this before, I'm going to say it again. Well, when your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. Repeat that for the hearing impaired. When your integrity is more important than your influence, nothing can stop you. When you are driven by the anointing rather than ambition, nothing can stop you. When your hunger for righteousness is greater than your fear of criticism, nothing can stop you. And when your praise is louder than your pain, South Africa, when your praise is louder than your pain, when your praise is louder than your pain, nothing can stop you. Are there any unstoppable people on their way to Rome? Repeat after me. Everyone in my ship will make it. Everyone in my ship will make it. Little side note, using this biblical narrative, God has given you the lives of those that sail with you. Remember that. Final point for today. Woo. The anointing to let go of plan B. In God, there is no plan B. So watch this. He gets the word. Paul, here's Paul. Here, they're in the love boat. I mean the ship. Paul. Ship won't make it. You will. Everyone else here. Because you're here. And you're going to make it too. So Paul gets this word. Hey, guys, good news, bad news. See the ship? Not going to make it. You see us? We going to make it. So a couple of guys, read it, a couple of guys get the lifeboats, and they're hearing the speech going like, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And they start lowering the lifeboats. Read it. Like, I'm out. You take your word from heaven, angel, God, prophetic, whatever it is, I'm going, I'm out. Paul sees it and says, whoa, 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 no, 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 no. No, no, what we're doing this together. Paul says, there is no plan B here. Let the, quote unquote, let the lifeboats drift away. Cut them off. In other words, we're either going to believe God for everything he promised. Some of you need to let go of the lifeboats. You need to let the lifeboats drift away. You got to cut that plan B. Some of you say, God, I love you, but you still have a lifeboat. Let the lifeboats drift away. Trust God. Trust God. Oh, plan B. Plan B. What is plan B? Oh, boy. Plan B. Where's Jason? Jason, come up here real quick, please. We got to let go. Here, Jason is my travel assistant. For those who have any contacts, he's an American war hero whose name for the glory of God appears in 3 museums. Fought in Afghanistan, fought in Iraq, and he fought so I can continue to preach the gospel freely in America without any hesitation or reservation. And I love, this is what you get when you love Jesus, you're full of the Holy Spirit, and you use steroids. Okay, real quick, real quick. Creatine. It's creatine. Plan B. He told them, let go. I want to remind you, the power to let go is equally as important as the power to hold on. And the will to hold on and the power to be still are as important as the will to let go and the power to move forward. And you will never reach your Rome, your prophetic designation, until you let go of your lifeboat, your plan B. I'm going to get in trouble now. In America, I'm speaking American context, maybe not here in South Africa, many churches have engaged in plan B. Plan B Christianity is the kind of Christianity that surrenders to the culture for the purpose of maintaining the status quo, not ruffling up the feathers. It's for the purpose of making sure that we have followers and the likes, like. And because of that, it's plan B Christianity. We're never going to reach Rome. Rome means your prophetic assignment. Until we let go of the lifeboats. We have to trust God. Let me show you something. This is a book I wrote during COVID called Persevere with Power. God really blessed it. And hold on to this. Let me show you some stuff here. Here's some stuff here. Give you. Holy trouble. Where goes that? Spiritual showdown. Late starts, finish first. Yep, good luck with that. Carefree and careful. Beautiful. This book is now discounted tonight. It's discounted. I just ripped pages from a book, and God helped me, inspired me, filled me. I wrote it. God blessed it. He blessed it, and he made it into a bestseller thing. We were on Good Morning America, and the book came out. So God, that's all him. I get that. But I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be very, really weird. This is the worst way of selling books. Me ripping pages from my book will do very little to push back on everything the enemy has launched against our Christian faith, against truth and love and righteousness. Watch, I need a Bible. Old school Bible. Okay, let's do it. What I did there, I'm going to do with the Bible here. And because I might as well, if there are chapters that we don't preach because they are so politically incorrect, if there are biblical passages that there are, the majority of pastors in America unfortunately ignore chapters because they cause trouble, because they're afraid of being deplatformed. So at the count of 3, shout, and I'm going to rip some pages. Ready? Are you saying no? Then why do we live like some of the pages are missing? And why do we preach like some of the pages are missing? South Africa, if you want this nation to be saved, preach the whole word and nothing but the word. So help us, God. Preach the word in and out of season. If you believe, we are about to see an awakening of the gospel where not one page will be missing. Now give God your best shout of praise. Stand with me. You are standing. Raise both hands. Say, I'm on my way to Rome. I'm on my way to Rome. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to finish the story by telling you what happens in the island of Malta and show you that revelation. But right now, I want you to hear me carefully. We have an assignment. That assignment has implications that are multi-generationally specific. The faith of our generation will determine the fate of the next. I'm going to repeat that one more time. The faith of our generation will determine the fate of the next generation. Lift up your hands. Look up here as you lift up your hands. This is what happened. You're looking at it. The ship fell apart and they got to the island. If you couldn't swim, the Bible says they got to the island of Malta holding on to broken pieces of wood. I want you to hear me, and I sense the Spirit of God. God does great things with broken pieces. With both hands raised. Verse 44, the rest were there on planks, on pieces, broken pieces of the ship. God does great things in broken pieces. This is for you. A broken praise is still a praise. Broken worship is still worship. The purpose of God is greater than the brokenness of man. We are pressed on every side by troubles, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed, but not driven to despair. We are hunted down, but never abandoned by God. We get knocked down, but we're not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4. With your hands raised. If it's broken, God can fix it. If it's empty, God can fill it. If it failed, God can restore it. If it's sin, God can forgive it. If it's crooked, God can make it straight. If it fell, God can pick it up. If it's paralyzed, God can make it move. And if it died, God can resurrect it. If that's you, if you're saying, Pastor Sam, I heard the Holy Spirit today. If that's you, if you're saying, I know I have a Rome assignment. There's an assignment for your life that cannot and will not be denied. You may have lost your ship. You may have been through your storm, but here you are. Not only will you make it, everyone in your ship will make it. And if things fell apart, God does great things with broken pieces. So if that's you right now, I'm going to count to three. Let me explain what I want. If you're saying there are things broken in my life, there are ships that I lost in my life, many, and this message activated the anointing. There's an anointing that is born out of adversity that enables you to change your world. And that's why you've been through what you've been through, because you're on your way to Rome. So if that's you, if you haven't been through anything, don't worry about it. But if you're broken, if you lost a ship, and you're saying, today I receive this anointing, as for me and my house, we will make it, and we will shine with the glory of Jesus like never before. If that's you, at the count of three, come out of your seat and join me real quick. One, two, three, come up right now. If you're in this place, if you have never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, yes, I'm telling you, you have a role. There's a purpose for your life. There's purpose for your life. There's purpose for your life. Get out of your seat right now. I don't care how broken it may be. I don't care how many ships you lost. Come hell or high water, you are on your way to Rome. You are on your way.
Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Your family mess is about to become God's miracle. Your health mess is about to become God's miracle. Your financial mess is about to become God's miracle. Your generational mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mental, emotional mess is about to become God's miracle. Your mess is about to become God's miracle. Can you come in agreement with me that America's mess is about to become God's miracle? I wrote a book called Your Mess, God's Miracle, from the narrative embedded in the Gospel of St. John, chapter 9. It's when Jesus healed the blind man, and he did so in a very unorthodox manner. What did he do? He took his spittle, he spit on the ground, he made mud out of it, and he placed it on a blind man's eyes. Did you hear that? What an unorthodox process. This book will empower you with the following truth. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. I will repeat that. The process is temporary, the promise is permanent. Out of all the books I've written, this is my 11th book. This is the number one message thus far in all of my ministerial and writing trajectory. It's so anointed, it's so filled with God's power and spirit, it will bless your life. I promise you, you read it and you will see by faith through Christ, your mess becoming God's miracle. So go right now. This book comes out April 6th, but there's a sense of urgency in the next few days for you to pick up a copy. So go on Amazon.com, pre-order. Your book will arrive the week of April 6th, but it behooves you, it compels you to get your copy today. And watch this. If you DM me a screenshot of the purchase of the book, my team has been instructed to randomly pick from the DMs individuals who have pre-ordered this book to send them copies of my previous books. You may be receiving 2 copies, 1 copy, 3 copies of books I've already written. Many of them became bestsellers for the glory of God. It will bless your life. So pre-order right now, Amazon.com. Go ahead, let's do this. Your mess, God's miracle.